Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's not ignore what's going on right now on social media because things are heating up. We'll start with Scott Abraham, Channel 7 News, got an interview with Carson Wentz. I think most of the TV folks in town have gotten interviews with Carson Wentz. I know I've talked to him a couple times for NBC. Carson's been really gracious with his time. He's answered everything. Everybody's asked versions of the same question. Yo, you're on your third team in 3 years. How's this going to go? Right? Like, every fan has the same question.
Yeah.
Every NFL analyst across the country. We can all look and see Carson. He's big. He's strong. He's got a big arm. The numbers are pretty good. We've had analysts from Indy. We had Ruben Frank on yesterday from Philly. Most of the folks that have covered him and spent a lot of time have kind of the same message. He's pretty good most of the time. There's going to be some highs. There's going to be some lows.
Yeah.
Then there's off-field stuff that at least for me, I'm going eyes wide open, but I've seen nothing to demonstrate that he's not a leader or he's not accountable. They've also haven't lost any games. He hasn't thrown any picks. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens when the going gets rough. That's when you learn about people, right? Jason Wright, Commander's team president, took issue with a question for Carson. Jason Wright on Twitter said, "Thankfully, Carson demonstrated grace and class in response to this pompous, unprofessional mess. I recognize you have made a living on childlike provocation, but it needs to be called out. Don't expect special access and good luck building rapport with the guys." That is really, really, really strong.
It's strong, but I don't totally agree with it either. I'll say that straight up publicly.
Yeah.
I think the president of the team should not be responding to that. And to respond in a way like, well, since you asked a tough question, I'm going to punish you. That doesn't seem to be the right way either. Because one thing I've learned about the media, you can't expect special treatment when you try to bogart the way people cover your team. So he has a right to say it, but I don't agree with him.
Let's hear the clip that I think bothered Jason Wright.
Real talk here, Carson. It's been well documented. Philly didn't want you. Indy didn't want you. Do you think this is your last chance to prove that you can be a starting quarterback in the NFL?
Yeah, you know, I don't really think about all that stuff. For me, I'm playing the game that I love, and I have the most confidence of anybody in myself to deliver, to play at a high level, to be a part of something special here with this team. And so I don't put all that pressure on myself. I don't put, you know, people can feel that way. People can say what they want, and I have no issue with that. You know, that is what it is. But for me, I don't think in those terms.
So, first part, Wentz is a pro and handled it professionally. Number two, I'm a reporter. Like, I ask these questions. Like, I've done this for a while now. Phrasing is a big part of this.
Phrasing is a big part of it, but
you don't say Philly didn't want you, Indy didn't want you. You say
it's obvious Indy didn't want him.
Nothing he said is incorrect. But
that's what I'm saying.
Nothing is incorrect.
What I'm trying to get at is we can't tell people how to ask questions. Because if I were to come there and say, listen, you're on your third team in 3 years. Do you feel that this is your chance, your final chance to prove? It's the exact same question. But I think that they want to control how everyone is handled there. And I think that's part of the damn problem. Players used to be able to be asked questions that are tough. And by growing up as men, you begin to know how to handle those questions. But I would also say, look at the responses to all the stuff. Most of them are negative towards Jason.
So how about this? Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. Florio is one of the biggest names in football media. Maybe the biggest. So Florio quote tweeted Jason and said, This is the problem with league and team-owned media. The teams get used to puff and fluff, and they get upset by fair questions. They expect softballs in exchange for access. These are fair questions that someone who works directly for the team would never ask.
Jason. Never would ask that.
Sure.
And I'll take it a step farther. Most media people in the town will not ask it like that.
Jason replies, "You can honestly say Philly didn't want you, Indy didn't want you is an appropriate tone. We value giving extraordinary access to local media, and Lord knows can't avoid hard questions here. But disrespect should never be tolerated, and we should defend our guys when it surfaces."
He said real talk, okay? The perception is that Philly didn't want him. The perception is that Indy didn't want him. Well, they're not the perception.
I don't even think it's perception.
When it comes to Indy, it's not a perception whatsoever, okay? So what's wrong with the question? What's wrong with the question being a little tough and harsh? Now, and I think that's the issue right now, where we are growing up in an AAU mindset where I get
pissed. It's like the try-hard thing.
I get pissed off. I can control stuff. I get pissed off because of something. I leave. To be honest, what happens right now is, if people don't do what you want them to do, how you want them to do it, I'm going to take access. That's not how the NFL media works. The NFL wants almost everybody discussing them at all times. And most times they don't care if it's negative or positive. They care that they're being covered. So you're going to start pulling access to people because they ask tough-ass questions. Listen, I don't cater to that by no stretch of the imagination. And I really believe that things would be totally different over there, or how things have been handled, if more people would ask the tougher questions to put the pressure there. Because right now what happens is, and I know a bunch of people here that work in the media that refuse to ask the tough-ass questions. Why? Because of access. But the team has been sitting in a certain position for a long damn time. And I have always tried my best to ask the tough questions, say exactly what I see, whether I was playing or in the media. And I understand there are a lot of people that have an attitude with me, but who cares? Because the ultimate thing is, your people that get into this business is mostly opinion-driven anyway. And if my opinion is something different than what your opinion is, I'm going to get punished because of it.
Let's be real here. Let's have some real talk, shall we? I have to try to balance an incredibly narrow line. And B, you know this. You know all the behind-the-scenes stuff. I catch a lot of heat from a lot of different places for reasons that I don't really think are fair. What Scott said isn't wrong. You can question his phrasing, and I think where I agree with Jason is, was it trying to be provocative? Sure, but
today is provocative.
Right.
I mean, let's look at the Commanders control media. Everything they put out is to make us think something that really we don't see. That's provocative in a different direction. So if they want to totally control what the outside is saying, show me something more than just the highlights. I don't believe in Mike Shanahan mindset. I only want to see the highlight. No, I want to see everything so I can derive a true opinion of what the hell I'm looking at. Try that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.